There is a good friend of mine on the line with me now, and he is the United States House of Representative from the great state of Louisiana. He is my representative, and I'm so proud of what he's doing up there. Mike Johnson, welcome back to the C.L. Bryant Show. How are you, brother?
Hey, I'm doing great, and it's always good to be with you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Mike. Are you in D.C. now?
I'm actually in North Louisiana right now. We have a district work week in the House, so we've all been home crisscrossing our districts, doing town halls, and getting to as many constituents as we can to explain the facts about all these big issues that are facing us in Washington right now. You know, CL, the national media does not do a fair job in relaying those facts anymore. So we've got to go out and deliver the message ourselves.
Absolutely. And that's exactly why, before you came on, Mike, I had Bill Cassidy, Senator Bill Cassidy, on with me to give us his bird's eye view and opinion on the bill that he and Lindsey Graham are putting together for us. And the question, I guess, that I want to start with you is this. If they send it to the House, I've heard Paul Ryan say that you all will pass it. What is Mike Johnson's take on it? I know that you are a straight shooter, Mike.
I am, and I'm sorry I missed the interview because I've been commending my colleague from Louisiana, Dr. Cassidy, on his hard work. Look, there are very few people who know as much about this issue as he does. You know, he has been a practitioner. He's worked in a community health clinic. He's provided services to low-income people most of his career, and he has a real heart for it. And I have commended his hard work and effort on this. Look, he's probably the first to admit it is not the perfect piece of legislation, but it is a very good piece of legislation. And I think it will go a long way in solving the crisis. Look, Obamacare has failed America. We all know that. It's in the process of imploding as we speak. And he's probably covered some of the stats with you, and you know them well. But, I mean, as we speak right now, CL, there's about a fourth of the country, a fourth of the counties in this nation that only have one insurance provider left. I mean, the others have run for the exits because they were losing so much money in this terrible regime that's been set up. And we know in January, at least 50 counties in this country will have zero insurance providers on the exchanges. None. Zero. You won't be able to get a health insurance policy at all. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, because if we don't fix this, we know other insurers are going to run for the exits as well. So we have got a crisis. In the meantime, everyone who does still have a policy has a policy. Premiums have skyrocketed. Deductibles are going through the roof. We can't afford our health care anymore. And Obamacare has done exactly the opposite of what was promised. So the last effort that we have, the last option that we have to fix it, is the Graham-Cassidy bill. And I am very hopeful, prayerful, CL,
yeah,
that it passes the Senate early next week. We get it in the House and we get it done.
Absolutely right, Mike. I'll be in D.C. this Saturday with a bunch of grassroots folks. I'll be at up the upper Senate Park there speaking there. And Mike, one of the things, and I talked to Bill about this, Senator Cassidy, about this just right before you came on. And the one thing that they are asking, and you know that this is a question that you have been confronted with, and it's a question that all of us who are grassroots people are confronted with. So many of our people are feeling as though, and they needed to hear what you just said, by the way. They needed to hear that, that Obamacare has failed, and this is what we're going to have to do in order to get close to doing anything about it. But this is the question that they have, Mike, and I really want you to speak to it, and that is, but you all promised. This is what y'all promised. Y'all promised to repeal and replace. Why? What do I tell them on Saturday? Because they're going to want to know what is going on with the folks that we have sent to office to do what they told us they would do. That may be a question that that may be asked, but I don't know if it's anything that I've been able to answer.
Well, listen, I'm a new member of Congress, as you know, and when I got there in January, one of the most surprising things to me is that there are a lot of people who are just not really, really strong on their word. And by that I mean, you know, a lot of the old guard, the establishment in the Congress on both sides, voted many times in the past, as you know, to repeal Obamacare. But when we actually had the chance to do it, we actually had control of the White House, and we had a president who would sign that into law, they did not follow through on that commitment. And it was a great disappointment, and I think an eye-opener for a lot of people. And so we did our heavy and hard work on the House side. As you know, we passed the AHCA, the American Health Care Act. It had some great aspects to it. I think it would have gone a long way in solving the problem. Not the perfect bill. None of this is perfect, but it was a great piece of legislation. I worked really hard on it, and others did as well. And we got it passed, and we sent it over to the Senate, and, you know, it famously was, you know, John McCain gave the thumbs down to kill it. And
right.
It was a heartbreak to all of us, CL, because that's not what we promised the American people. But look, that's in the past. Right now we have this last chance. We are going to do everything within our power to push it over the line, and I think it will serve the American people very well.
I really like that, Mike. And let me tell you something, folks. Mike Johnson is a man of a huge integrity, and you cannot find a better statesman to be sent to Washington from any state than Mike Johnson. We had a constitutionalist on with us on Monday. My friend Mike Lee, Senator Mike Lee, was on with me on Monday. We are listening to the C.L. Bryant Show over the Red State Talk Radio, coast to coast, border to border, and there in the jewel cities of the Arklatex, our hometown, both Mike and I are from the jewel cities of Shreveport and Bossier on 90.7 FM. Now, Mike, let's change subjects here. Let's talk about tax reform. That's another tough topic that we are looking for some type of action on. Do we see it by the end of this year? What are you anticipating?
CL, I'm not a betting man, as you know, but if I were, I would bet the house on the fact that we are going to get substantial, real tax reform done. And I mean in the coming weeks. On September 25th, the House is outlining its plan, the governing principles of what that's going to look like. But we have a commitment, a consensus across the Republican conference, to be certain in the House, that we're going to go for this. It hasn't happened in 31 years. It's been since Ronald Reagan that real tax reform was accomplished, and it's way overdue. If we can make it the tax code simpler and fairer and flatter and make it more manageable and understandable for the average American citizen, it will do all of us a world of good. And if we can reduce the corporate tax rates, which, as we all know, are the highest in the industrialized world, from 35%, roughly where they are now, to maybe down into the low 20s or lower, the president would like 15%, and I would as well. But I believe that we have the consensus to get it at least to the low 20s. CL, if we do that, it is a game changer for the economy. I mean,
yes,
the economy is sort of, you know, humming along at about 3% growth right now. We could double that. We get it to 6.5% or 7% or 8%.
Oh,
if
man.
We will free up the free market again, and that's what we're going to do.
That would be bold, and that would be absolutely bullish if that could happen. Folks, Mike Johnson is one of the most accomplished first-year congressmen, representatives to ever go to Washington. And we're so proud of you, Mike, here. I know that you're fighting the good fight. I know that you will continue to fight the good fight because you are. And I want to thank you for being on with me. We're going to check in from time to time. We're now coast to coast, Mike. People all over the country are listening to us, and I certainly want to invite you. Well, I don't have to invite you. You know, you just give me a call, man, and you're on if you have anything to talk about. But listen, man, God bless you. Tell Kelly and the kids I said hello. God bless and keep them too.
Congratulations to you for all the success, brother. Keep it up. Can't wait to talk again.
Mike Johnson, folks, has been on with me, and this is the C.L. Bryant Show, and we certainly do appreciate you coming along with us on this great American journey.